So today is the first day of August, as many people know. It's also the first day on the job for the incoming president of the Provincial Teachers Union. Dean Ingram has a lot on his plate. Slow-moving contract talks, tight budgets, and an education system struggling so badly, the Premier's task force recommended 82 changes in a report released just last week. And joining me to chat about all of that is the man himself, Dean Ingram. Welcome. How are you doing, sir?
I'm good. Good morning, Jeremy.
I understand you're actually not officially on the job.
No, I start in, by the look of the clock, 21 minutes, but I've been told that regardless of whether I'm starting or not, anything I say here is certainly still binding.
So, Dean, why take on this job now?
Well, I think it's important that this job, the role of the president of the LTA, and Spurton is speaking as the voice for our province teachers, is critically important. I mean, the fact of the matter is, as you made reference to, the Premier's task force, which they released a report last week, did come forward with some 82 recommendations. And certainly I commend the work of the task force in doing exactly that. The findings of the task force, in all honesty, really in many ways mirrored what a panel that we were involved with approximately a year ago went through. We went through a very similar exercise, partnering with other agencies, to actually go through and determine from the public what they view as being the positives in the education system, but also some of the things that, as you mentioned, are challenging. And many of those A2 recommendations really mirror what we found, our that panel we were in partner with found. So it's not really a lot of surprises there. So the report is one aspect of it, certainly. But maybe a more critical piece to reports, and we've seen reports in the past, is always the implementation phase. And I think it's critically important that as things roll out, as the report moves from being a paper document to a working document, it's critically important that the teachers of the province are involved in those discussions. We are looking forward to the opportunity to be consulted. Because I stand by this statement, is that if you're looking to the group of individuals, professionals in this province that know education best, it's really your practitioners. And those practitioners certainly are our members.
Now, a lot of people know your predecessor because he was often in the media. Many people might not know you as well. Mm-hmm. Can you give us a little bit of your background?
Well, certainly. I've been teaching for 25 years, and certainly my teaching career has had me work in a breadth of communities across the province, from Twillingate to Pelly's Island, to working as a distance education instructor, to Bonavista, and to Swift Current. And during my career, I've served in a number of different capacities, classroom teacher, school administrator. And for the past number of years, I've worked as a distance education instructor, delivering programming in biology and science to schools from really all over the province.
Big news broke yesterday with the Finance Minister, Kathy Bennett, resigning, which means Tom Osborne, who we heard from earlier this morning on the show, will take over. Does that affect your current negotiations?
No, I don't think the person that's sitting in the ministerial role will really have much impact on our negotiation. At the end of the day, we look forward to having productive discussions with regardless of who's sitting in that chair. I mean, Minister Bennett made the decision to resign for what she stated was personal reasons, certainly respect those, and Minister Osborne is coming in the portfolio. At the end of the day, with our negotiations, packages have been exchanged. The employer is aware of our opening positions, and we're aware of theirs. And over the coming months, we look forward to having productive discussions between our bodies to actually reach an agreement that's fair for all concerned, and certainly one that's fair for our members.
So that contract, that last contract expired in 2016, correct?
It did.
And how is work going on? I know that you said that the packages have been sent, but is it likely that you could come to some sort of agreement in the next few months or before the school year, or do you have a timeline at all?
Well, I certainly wouldn't want to prejudge the process. I think right now at this stage, it's very important that the process be followed as it traditionally has been, and that when the parties are at the table, they will discuss those issues at the table. And certainly, I don't think it's productive to make any predictions on the pace of the negotiation. I don't think it's productive to make any statements about where it is. At the end of the day, I think it's important that discussions continue between the parties to continue to move towards an agreement which is fair for all concerned and certainly fair and reasonable for our members.
I know that any kids listening are going to hate it, but it is the 1st of August, which means school is only a month away. So what's the biggest issue facing teachers who will head back to the classroom in September?
I think many of the issues that teachers heading back in September certainly mirror some of the concerns that they had when they left in the fall. Certainly the issues surrounding inclusive education, which are well referenced in the Premier's task force report. The issues surrounding class size are certainly there. The issues surrounding provision of supports for school counselors, school psychologists, certainly student mental health issues are still there. And right now, at this stage, the challenges that our members are facing are really, in many ways, the same issues we faced back in the spring, back through the course of last year. The one thing I would suggest is that we're going to be monitoring very closely and working with being consulted by the employer, by government, as you watch the implementation of these recommendations. Again, I want to stress is that there are a number of things, number of those recommendations that we would certainly be in support of it. But the key thing is really is that what's going to happen during the implementation. And unless the recommendations are effectively implemented and provide the resources provided to make that implementation happen, in all honesty, it becomes a paper document. I don't think anyone wants a document that's simply a paper document. It's more important that it actually be a living, working document that will make a difference.
So following up, as you just mentioned, the 82 recommendations in the Premier's task force report, what message do teachers want to send to parents that have just learned that their children are falling behind in math and reading skills?
Well, I think the message from teachers, aren't, as it always has been, is that our members always have and always will work as diligently as they can. I mean, teachers are true professionals, and they have always done what they can to make sure the students that are underneath their charge receive the best quality education they can possibly deliver. The message I would want parents to take from this is that rest assured, your child's teacher will work as diligently as they can to provide your child with the best possible supports they can to make sure they get to where they can be and should be. The message you parents can also take is that rest assured that the teachers, through their professional association, will be engaged in consultations with government as the process moves forward to look at those A2 recommendations so that they're effectively implemented for the entire education system. My firm belief is that the pathway to the best possible education system we can get and our students deserve runs directly through the teaching conditions that the teachers face in the classroom. Rest assured, the NLTA will be lobbying, will be pushing for an improved education system, an improved set of classroom conditions.
Well, Mr. Ingram, I'm sure that this is the first of many conversations that you'll have here on the St. John's Morning Show. So we thank you for coming in and thanks for your time today.
Thank you for having me. I look forward to future conversations.
And we look forward to you actually starting your job in about 16 minutes.
Yes, me too. Thank you.
Dean Ingram is president of the Newfoundland and Labrador's Teachers Association.